Okay, and just one point.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob, this is Lawrence. We're out of time. Okay. I want to extend.
Yeah, no, I don't think we need to extend. Just okay. To let people know, several of us have looked into options for cleaning up the list. There are commercial firms that do it quite cheaply for, depending on the size of your list, for, you know, like $200, $300, $400. So it's not going to incur a lot of cost for the stations. Okay, well, is there anything else that needs to be said on this, or can we move on?
Michael, in fact, just briefly, I point out again that the California Corporation's Code requires specifically to maintain a list of its members at its headquarters, quite apart from the elections, and the members are the two classes, the listeners and the staff, and each station has to produce that.
Right.
Okay. Well, Michael, would you be... hold on one second. Michael, would you be willing to write up something brief, sort of what Margie suggested a minute ago as by way of reminder and information?
Sure.
What's needed, and, you know, with a copy of the motion that passed in February.
Yeah.
Great.
Point of order, could you or Michael say just exactly what he said, because it was so blurry coming out of my phone. Maybe he was so close to the speaker, I don't know. I could not understand.
I'll just repeat it. The California Corporation's Code requires Pacifica and any other nonprofits that have members, which we do, to maintain a list of their members at their headquarters. The members are a list of sponsors and are paid and paid staff at each of the stations. So quite apart from the election, Pacifica has an affirmative obligation to keep a current list of its members.
Okay, thank you. And that's in which city in California?
It's the California Corporation, so the headquarters are in Berkeley, but it doesn't matter where the headquarters are if you're California
right.
Chartered.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's move on. Let me pull up my agenda here.
Hi, my working group.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so, who would like to give, and how many minutes are listed there? Oh, I found it.
How many minutes are left?
30 minutes. Okay, Lawrence, 30 minutes for this item?
Okay.
All right, so...
Make it a time certain of, say, 9:30.
Okay, well, no, that's
9:30,
40 minutes. Actually, yeah, just
40
not...
minutes. That would make it time certain of...
10:20.
10:20, right.
Okay. All right, so...
Janet Kay, I can...
Yeah, go ahead.
...start
Janet.
It going, because I did send something.
Sure.
There you
go. Okay.
Well, I don't know if everybody opened up the document I attached, and then there was also in the body of the email the two different options that we've been looking at, the timeline options. What I did between July 2nd, which was the last meeting that we didn't reach quorum on and weren't able to discuss these matters, I updated just option A as of today. And so the first task listed is an appointment of the NES, and so the soonest would be by tomorrow, which is really not realistic. I'm just, it's just a date. And tomorrow, though, would be 60 days shy of the 90-day requirement in the bylaws. So pushing it out further, again, it makes it even less, following the guidelines. But then, and if we push it out, that would affect the hiring of the LE or the getting LESs, whether we hire them or get volunteers. If we then push the candidate nominations, opening candidate nominations, which we have at August 14th, then everything else after that kind of, everything's all dependent on everything, so everything else would be pushed off. And so it's tricky about whether we would be able to see people by December. And then I added in, on my computer, the NES application deadline, which so the appointment of the NES would be dependent on that.
Okay.
I'll stop there.
All right. So that's a proposal that is clearly, as of our earlier discussion tonight, out of date. The dates in here are out of date already. So how do people want to proceed? Are there proposals? Since there's so much uncertainty right now about what the actual, budget situation will be.
Janet Kay, I don't know. I suggest the working group meet again. I don't know if we can work this out with this large number of people.
Right. Other comments?
Maria Elena.
Okay, I heard Maria Elena. Who is the other person?
Serene.
Okay, so.
Jane?
And then Jane. Okay.
And Michael.
All right. Maria Elena first.
I think that we need to put, we need to look at all alternatives, and with regard to filling out the LSB, especially with regard to the remainder of the 2014 year with runners up. I know that there will be some boards, for instance, LSBs, that perhaps have already exhausted their runners up in filling vacancies. But that's just one suggestion. The other suggestion for in terms of the elections would be to look at bill closure's proposal. I have not looked at it in detail myself. It was just sent about 6:30 Central Time. I would like to look at it. He suggests that it would cut the budget that was apparently used in 2012 by 50%. That's my second suggestion. And then my third suggestion is to look at a ways of carrying out an election where the only paid staff member is a national election supervisor, and every other staff member is a volunteer solicited from active membership roles. And that would be harkening back to a kind of election method that was used before electronic elections, because I don't know, but there's a possibility that might even be cheaper than the proposed alternative that I think Bill Crozier is referring to, which does involve electronic procedure. But those are my three suggestions. Thank you. I pass.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, so
I'll add you, Lawrence. Go ahead, Serene.
I want to suggest that I don't see that we can approve a timeline tonight. There are way too many things in flux. I do not think that it is necessarily the purview of this committee to suggest ways other than, we're the elections committee. I don't think it's our role to suggest ways other than elections to fill the board seats. I think that becomes a governance function. So certainly if folks want to make a suggestion in the form of a motion that then goes to governance for further discussion, that's one thing. But I don't think we get to decide, elections don't seem to be working. What else are we going to do? And you know, no disrespect is intended in how I phrase that, but that's essentially what it seems to me, the direction we're going in. And I know that governance, that someone raised that on the governance call, but I don't know that governance actually took a position on it or even had a discussion about it.
But, hey, to a sec.
Okay, I'll add you.
But I do want
to get
okay, can I ask the folks not call out while someone else is speaking? Wait till they're done and then ask to be added. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I do want to suggest that we ask the timeline group, the full timeline group, both the original and then those people who joined later, to meet again and come up with some proposals based on the dates that we're looking at actually having money to do something. You know. Okay, that's it.
Okay, so here's the stack right now. I have Jane, Michael, Lawrence, Hank, and Maria Elena a second time. Okay, so Jane, go ahead.
Okay, I'll be brief. Okay, so I heard everybody, and I understand, you know, our hands are kind of tied about the whole financial situation, as is always in life. But what we have right now is a time frame. No matter what the timeline is, we have a time frame from when the minimal time from when the NSE is appointed to when the local station board, whatever they are, go on to when nominations happen and stuff. So we should publish that because we know what the time frame is. You guys have done a lot of research with the bylaws, and that's the time frame. And then I think, Marty, or somebody put out an ambitious timeline. If this were to happen in December, we would need to do this. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not a mandate that, you know, everybody listen to us, but this is what could happen, and these are the realities of the time frame that we know to be certain looking at the bylaws. And within that timeline, we should also put in a provision that each affiliate clean up, and when people have said that there are ways to do it and stuff, I'm hoping that maybe if you could recirculate that knowledge, I'll forward it to management at our affiliate, but that this would also depend on the cost-cutting measures, which would be the solicitation, the outreach to people to volunteer for this, like we're trying to do, and also that each affiliate has to clean up its mailing list to reduce costs. And fit those all of those into the timeline, and they could be fit in within December, and it would be sort of like a solicitation, and we're doing our work, and this is the best we can do, and this is what we hope for, and let's push for this. You know, and I think that's the best our committee could do right now. And I'm done.
Thanks. Okay, Michael.
And I'll repeat the suggestion I made earlier. I think that we have to pick a date by which the NES would be selected. I think that date has to be out into the distance because we agree that we didn't get a very good response so far. We want to repost it, re-advertise it, and re-solicit applicants. I think that realistically, almost the entire election expenses are going to have to be financed out of next year's fiscal year 2015 budget. So a reasonable date to me seems like we would try to pick a national election supervisor by September 1st, which means that 1 month's salary of the NES would be paid out of the current year's budget. Everything else, giving the NES, let's say, a month to find some reasonable paid or unpaid local election supervisors, would be in the next fiscal year's budget, and we would just adjust the timeline based on having an NES in place by September 1st, having LES in place by October 1st, and then proceeding from there according to the bylaws time frames as was suggested earlier.
Were you done, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and let me just remind people there are two members who've suggested now that that the working group meet again and go over all these dates and come up with a proposal. So if people could address that idea of simply referring this back to the working group. Okay, so next is Lawrence.
Thank you, and I'd like to first of all apologize to Serene for interrupting that. So one of the things that that Bill Crozier sent out, and I see that Maria Elena has been referring to it. There seems to be some pretty good suggestions there, but I don't think the whole committee got it.
I sent it to the whole committee.
Oh, you did send it to the whole committee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we are going to do a working group, since we're pushing the time ahead, then that we take a look at that document and some of those suggestions that Bill Crozier sent out.
Okay, Hank.
Okay, a couple of things. One, I apologize, Serene, for interrupting, but I also disagree with her about sending anything to governance. Our governance is failing just like our elections are. We're not getting anything done anywhere in governance. As far as I can tell, not one single action this year has come to anything. And I think we need to probably go ahead, since we're probably not going to get a date set up for this, you know, choose a date, and do as I suggested before and say that the job posting is current as of today. And that way people won't think it's stale job posting. It's you know, it's old now. And I'm sure that people that look at it don't consider it to be an actual job posting by this time. Also, I would suggest that we do go ahead and approve or suggest, however it's going to work, putting it in nonprofit times, for instance. That would probably get us the biggest bang for the buck. It's a national, you know, I'm sure you're all familiar with it, national paper. And, you know, in California and Texas, we have local organizations that will very cheaply post these things. I'm sure New York has it, and I'm sure D.C. has something similar.
Okay.
Janet Kay.
All right, Janet. Hold on. We have a bunch of different suggestions on different topics floating around. So if we can just focus first on what to do next with the timeline, do we agree with this idea of sending it back to the working group? And then we can go back to the question of where to advertise the NES and what to do about ideas of filling empty seats and so on. So can we just focus right now on that one thing? So, Janet Kay?
I had
Maria Elena was in front of you.
I have both a question and a comment. First of all, as far as the question goes, the working group you're referring, the question is, are you referring to the elections working group, which is...
No, it's the timeline working group.
Oh, the timeline working group.
Yeah, they came up with this, or at least they started coming up with one, and then Janet made her own amendments to it and so forth.
Okay. So which is a subgroup of the PNB elections?
Right, correct.
Okay. I did want to speak to you. There was a comment made, and there's also a question as to whether or not, regarding the filling of the LSBs, that fits into governance, and whether or not they've addressed that. And yes, there has been discussion around that, with regard to whether or not the remainder of the year 2014 should be, regardless and hopefully before the 2014 fall elections, offer the opportunity for the runners-up to be installed in those what I refer to as a twilight zone. The incumbents right now were not elected to a four-year term, and yet there are LSB members whose three-year term for which they were elected did expire as of as of last year, and in 2013, and therefore there is a twilight zone that apparently is implied, but it's not really clarified in the bylaws with regard to how to fill this twilight year of 2014, even though half of it is gone already. So that's what was discussed at the governance at the last governance meeting, and that I put in writing in addressing one of the other governance members who asked a clarification on that, and I don't believe that I cut it down or that I posted it. And I have to confess I've been overwhelmed like a lot of folks with just my professional duties as a lawyer and staying alive. So I'm not sure that that the governance committee chair has it, but I do have it in writing, and that is a proposal that would fill the 2014 year on the LSB that have those constructive vacancies, which are currently being filled by the incumbents whose term expired at the end of 2013. So I just simply wanted to answer that question. And by the way, about what the LSB has, or what the governance committee has talked about with regard to filling the LSBs. The second point I simply wanted to make, and that is I strongly disagree with Hank saying that the governance committee doesn't do anything. They've been very attentive in trying to address the situation. I pass.
Okay, so I'd like to ask members to focus right now on the item we're on, which is the timeline working group and what should happen next. So, and the proposal has been made to just refer it back to them to rework the timeline. So, does anyone want to address that question?
Janet K.
Go ahead.
Okay, and all right. So, the idea or the suggestion to move the NES appointment date to September 1st, to me, well, that kind of pushes it 45 days or something like that, something close to that, further away, and so that pushes everything else down. And so if
Teresa Allen here.
Okay. Go ahead.
If we're Sarah. Trying to get this election to happen and fill the seats for the December meeting, that just doesn't seem realistic to me at all. In any case, I think the suggestion to hire the LES is by October 1st. I mean, that's keep pushing it out. So we have not yet scheduled the next election committee meeting. We had put out some ideas a doodle, I think. And I have concerns about time passing. And so I think we should try to have the working group meet again before the next election committee meeting. And when it comes time to schedule the next meeting, in this meeting, we should try to schedule a whole bunch of meetings in August. I mean, it just keeps on getting pushed out and pushed out. So I have concerns about that.
Okay, so is there any further discussion about the suggestion to ask the timeline working group to meet again and come up with a new proposal based on all of what folks have heard on tonight's call?
I have a point of information.
Yes, sure.
I asked earlier in our meeting, and I thought someone said we were meeting on the 28th, but not Janet is saying that we don't have a next meeting set.
No, let me clarify that. The committee as a whole is definitely meeting, or at least we've set the meeting for the 28th. We can decide on this call whether we want to keep it or change it, but that's the current plan.
Okay.
Okay. So is there any objection to the suggestion to ask the working group to reconvene and rework the calendar, the timeline?
Is this Hank?
Go ahead.
You know, we've had them work this timeline a couple of times already. Why don't we just have them stick to the spread of dates that they have and just move it by the starting date and keep the same interval between pieces of the election. And that saves them having to rework and rework and rework, and we can just go by whatever calendar date is actually a logistically doable starting date.
Serene?
Go ahead.
Once we worked out the intervals at the very first meeting 2 months ago or whenever it was, and to my knowledge, that's precisely what we've done. Once you change the open date, the first date, everything else just falls into order because the periods, the intervals are by law prescribed.
Right.
Well, let me call on myself. The intervals are mostly by laws prescribed, but things like the date of the appointment of the LESs is not specific, to my knowledge, is not specifically named. And there's actually two options that Janet sent us that have different intervals. And then yet a third option was mentioned on the call tonight. One interval says they would be appointed 2 weeks after the NES is appointed, which I think is way too short because you have to advertise and then interview and select. Then her option B has 3 weeks separating them. I personally would say probably from past experience really needs 4 weeks. But in any case, I agree with Serene, everything else is bylaws prescribed. So that just that one interval needs to be worked out as to how long between the NES appointment and the LES appointment.
Yeah, this is Serene.
Yeah, go ahead. After Serene, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know that the committee necessarily needs to weigh in on the LES hire. And one thing we could do is when we post the NES description is to also set up the LES description that NES who will be making that decision. You follow me?
I follow you, but I disagree because I think that the date of the nomination's opening is absolutely contingent on when the LESs are appointed, and what our estimation is from past experience as to how many weeks they need. Is it 1 week, 2 weeks after they're appointed to prepare the paperwork to open nominations? So I think since we're recommending the whole timeline, you know, so that everyone can have a holistic view, I think it's helpful to lay out everything. It doesn't mean we dictate anything. It's just a suggestion. Go ahead.
Right, but I'm saying in terms of circulating the LES ad now, begin circulating it now with a note that the LESs can send their applications to the ED or a person she might wish to designate. And in that way, when the NES comes aboard, they don't then have to go into the process of posting ads and waiting to hear from people. They will have a bunch of submissions of resumes already available for them to work with.
Okay. Who else?
Janet K.
And
Lawrence.
Lawrence. I think I heard you first, Lawrence. Go ahead.
Yeah. So if we're going to convene this working group, I can't convene it. I could participate, but I'm preparing for my 4 conferences in the next couple of months. So I really need to focus on that. So if that's okay with everybody, if somebody else could convene it, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, well, first we have a difference of whether to convene it. Hank is suggesting we don't need it. Does anyone else want to address whether we need a meeting of the working group?
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
I mean, we understand that the process has to start somewhere, and that, except for the LES thing, and there's some language somewhere in the bylaws, I forget which one of them, where there's sort of a 2-week flexible period, discretionary period that the NES had, that the periods are prescribed. But somebody has to sit down and figure out if day one is X, then, you know, day 12 will be Y. And there's no reason why one person should do that when, you know, you can do it and have somebody check it and have a quick discussion. I mean, anybody who doesn't want to join the call is not compelled to join the call, but I don't see that it's a big deal. I mean, that the group needs to do it.
Right. So let me ask again, is there any objection to asking the group to reconvene, whoever, and then we'll ask who wants to be in the group. And as Serene said, it's totally voluntary. Is there any objection to convening it again to go over all this? Okay, hearing none, we'll convene the group. Lawrence cannot be the convener. Is there, well, first of all, who would like to be in the group this time going forward? Just say your name.
Michael.
Janet.
They're like eight.
Okay.
There are like 8 or 9 people. Somebody sent an email floating a date.
Right. Okay, well, I just wanted people to hear who else is going to be involved. And then, yeah, of course, I'm not suggesting we settle it on this call. All right, Michael, did you hear all the names?
I heard there were 8 or 9. I didn't hear 8 or 9 people. So.
Okay, so let's see. I heard, besides Serene, there was Jim. I'm sorry, who...
Janet Kay. I think the last time Yuzel might have been on it. Michael, you were on the first batch of us with the first batch.
Last of course, Jim, myself, Janet, and Lauren. Anybody else?
Maria Elena. Excuse me, Maria Elena.
Right.
Okay.
That's
so, anyone else?
Maria Elena Castellanos.
Yeah, we got you. All right, so of that group, who will convene the meeting? Who will send out the email to set the date or to poll the group on setting a date?
I'll do it.
Okay, thanks very much, Serene. Okay, so I think we're resolved on this timeline issue for now.
No, Janet Kay, I've been wanting to...
Go ahead.
So we have not...
We've got 3 minutes left, Bob.
Thanks.
Yeah, we've not discussed the... date the deadline for NES applications, which really is not. I mean, the election timeline. It's not a requirement, but again, we have started with the appointment of the NES. But how can we set a date for that when we don't have a date for the applications,
you have a suggestion?
No.
Well, why don't we leave this to the working group to include in their discussions?
Well, but this would the job description would need to change, and how would that, you know, so the working group will come up with a date, let's say, and then that's not going to be decided on for sure until we have another election committee meeting. So does that mean that the NES job description can't be updated until our next
election
committee?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Meeting?
Okay,
yeah.
Well, then I don't know what else we can do other than decide it now or else or ask the, ask Margie as IED to... assess the situation. I mean, what? How do people want to proceed on a deadline for NES applications? Was that Lawrence?
Maria Elena on the spot.
Was that Lawrence?
It was Michael and Maria Elena.
Oh, Michael. Okay, Michael, go ahead.
I would say let's set the deadline for August 15th. It's a month from now. That will be sufficient time to publicize it and give the IED a chance to look them over and pick someone.
Okay. Maria Elena?
I agree.
Okay. Any other proposals other than August 15th?
Do you think we should stretch it out a little bit so that, because, you know, people are away and stuff. Maybe we should put it up to September. Does that conflict with the proposed timeline?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Maria
Elena
on the
set.
Okay, hold on. Please ask to be recognized before speaking.
Sorry, I'm just saying people are on vacation, July, August, maybe, you know, maybe till September would be more realistic. But I don't want to clash with the proposed timeline.
Okay, so I know we're out of time, so let's see. Can we say 5 minutes just to resolve this immediate question about the NES deadline, and then we'll decide where to go from here because we're almost out of time for the entire meeting. Any objection to 5 minutes more on this? Okay. All right, so who else wanted to? I'm sorry?
Maria Elena on the stand.
Okay, so Michael and then Maria Elena.
I was just going to explain the difference and make it August 22nd.
Okay. Comments on August 22nd, Maria Elena?
Well, that's a week out. Is there? I don't see why we can't keep it at August 15th. That would be or August. I don't know. Even just, I don't know if we need another meeting in order to agree that we need a deadline by which to put out the announcement in search for an NES. So I think that we should decide this and have it clarified, you know, who puts the announcement out and stuff by August the 15th. That's when our, or maybe August the 16th. I don't know when our August election committee PNB meeting is going to be, whichever date that is.
No, I think what we're discussing is what date to put on the job announcement as to the deadline for applicants to send in their resumes.
My point of order, our question then would be, when would the announcement looking for an NES go out within the next week or so?
I think that's what we've been discussing. Let me just check with Margie,
okay.
who would have to do the work. Is that realistic within a week?
Sure.
Okay.
I see no reason why not.
Great.
I might send some text to you guys to look at.
Okay? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Then I would amend my suggestion to make the August deadline to be a day or 2 days before our August meeting of the PNB Elections Committee. And if we could decide that today, then that would be great.
Okay, so I'll take that as a motion to postpone this item until we get to, it's actually two items down, but we have to set a date anyway, so is there any
point
objection
information
to
information?
Me. Is there any objection to holding off on making a decision on this deadline until a few minutes from now after we discuss when our August meeting should be? We will get to it, I promise. I'm just saying not right this very minute.
Jennifer,
on order?
Yes, point of order? Who said that?
The selection of the NES is not a function of this committee. It's a function of the IED. So I don't see why our meeting has any relevance to the question.
Okay.
Janet Kay?
Yeah, go ahead, Janet.
Well, I think, first of all, I think the date that we're trying to decide is not the appointment of the NES, it's the application deadline. And I just wanted to note that we can have an application deadline, but then there's a whole time between that deadline and the actual hiring of the NES. And so we need to know how much time that to set for that.
Mark,
in order
very
to
little.
Right, but how realistic is that too? So anyway, I'm just bringing that point up too.
Good point.
Yeah, actually, I'm trying to remember because our committee is closely consulted with. I've been on it for about 4 years, and or 5 years, and we've always closely consulted with the ED. And I think it's been in the range of 2 to 3 weeks after the deadline for applications is when more like 3 weeks is my recollection when the actual appointment was made because they have to sift the resumes and do the interviews and do the reference checking and so forth. So I would say about 3 weeks. Does anyone else have a different recollection? All right, so that would be my suggestion, that we allow 3 weeks after the deadline for the actual appointment to be made. All right, so there's been a few different proposals, so I think we're going to have to vote on them. Unless someone wants to withdraw. We have the deadline. The question on the floor is when Margie reposts an updated NES job announcement within a week from now, should she say the application deadline is August 15th, August 22nd, or we should not make this decision right now until we set our committee meeting, which Michael said was really not directly relevant. So does anyone want to withdraw? Anyone who made those three proposals want to withdraw any of them? Or should we have a three-way vote?
I'll withdraw mine.
I'm sorry. Hang on. Which one did you have, Jane?
Maria Elena here. I will withdraw my suggestion.
Oh, okay. So the one about postponing is withdrawn. So now it's the 15th versus the 22nd. Did someone else want to speak?
Yeah, what about just September 9th? I mean, will that really, really, really bump into? Because realistically, you know, who is going to make such a big commitment like right now in the summer? I don't know.
Okay.
I just
all right, so September, that's fine. So September what? September 1st?
9th. I don't know.
Okay.
Give people a chance to ease back in, you know.
Okay, got it.
Teresa could have
stacked. Hold on. We're running out of time. This meeting ends in 3 minutes. So what I hear are three proposals, and I would suggest we just have a vote after we hear from Teresa between August 15th, August 22nd, and September 9th. Go ahead, Teresa.
I cannot imagine why we would postpone this anymore. If we have the money to hire this person, they're either going to apply for the position or not. Whether or not they have a summer vacation or whatever, I think that the field is very small of people that might apply for this position, and they're either in between jobs and they're going to take it or they're not. So I don't understand why we would keep postponing it because somebody might have a summer job or they might not notice it because they're off for the summer or something. They either have the qualifications and they're looking for it, and they're involved in Pacifica and they're going to apply for it or not. So why I'm not for delaying it till September unless we don't have the money to actually hire for the position.
Well, can I address that just because it's my proposal?
Very briefly.
Yeah, okay. So it's about word of mouth, and it's about getting it out to nonprofit groups. It's not a matter of by happenstance we get one individual who says, I can do it. It's a commitment. And the broader that we advertise it, maybe the more chances we'll get of getting free labor. I don't know. It's just a way of hedging our bets. I mean, it wouldn't preclude people from applying earlier. It would just sort of spread it out so that maybe if nonprofits spread the word or we could advertise it at multiple times, free, you know, that we could get people that are coming back in or plugging in a new position, whatever. It's just a way of just spreading the word maximally. That's all.
Okay.
Maria Elena on the staff.
Okay, hold on, folks. We are out of time for the entire meeting. So I'll entertain proposals on how to proceed. Let me throw out my suggestion. I think we should just go to a vote on this because we've had a lot of discussion about the three dates and just vote it, you know, and whichever gets the majority, that's the date we recommend to Margie. That's number one. And then after that, we extend the meeting by just a few minutes to resolve the issue about the letter to the nonprofits, which Janet has one suggestion on. And then that can go out widely, and then set our August date and be done. So maybe a 15-minute extension of the meeting. So does anyone want to address that suggestion just about how to proceed right now? Or is there any objection to that?
Well, Janet Kay, just
okay.
The end of July meeting, you said the August meeting.
Right. We've already set a July 28th meeting. That's already there. Okay? So if there's no objection, then that's what we'll do. We're going to go to the vote first. So, again, when your name is called, say either August 15th, August 22nd, or September 9th. Okay? Is anyone not clear what we're voting on? This is the deadline to apply for NES. Okay, Michael, could you please call the roll?
Okay, Teresa Allen?
August 15th.
Carolyn Vernon.
Carolyn Bird is still on the call. Fred Blair.
I pass for now.
Jim Brown.
August 15th.
Maria Elena Castellanos.
September 9th.
Kim Kaufman. Kim Kaufman still on the call. Janet Coburn.
Before August 15th, but I guess August 15th.
Okay. Hank Lamb. Hank Lamb. Bob Lederer.
Pass.
I'll go with my original 15th. Lawrence Reyes. August 15th. Serene Roberts.
August 22nd.
Margie Wilkinson.
August 15th.
Jane Zara.
September 9th. I need to get some free labor by August 15th, but I vote for September 9th.
Okay, going back, Fred Blair.
September 9th.
Hank Lamb. Hank Lamb. No, not on the call. Bob Lederer.
August 22nd.
Kim Kaufman? Kim? No? Okay. I guess 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 votes for the 15th, 2 votes for the 22nd, 3 votes for September 9th. So that's actually a majority for the 15th of the people voting.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. All right, so now, actually, I did leave off one item from what we might want to discuss before we wrap up, which is Hank's suggestion for national advertising. I'm not suggesting we get into a list of, you know, this publication or that, but just in general, the idea of picking a few national venues that will cost some amount of money. That's my recollection from past job advertising. Do we want to suggest to the IED that she, you know, that she consider a few national venues for advertising, and then can people agree, if you have that idea, to send her the information so she knows about them?
Can I just say that we just recently searched for and hired a GM at KPFA, and. I won't tell you the funny part about the fact that every single one of the final candidates told us that the way they heard about the job was through word of mouth, so that all our efforts at advertising were, like, irrelevant. But anyway, that doesn't matter. We found several venues in the process that were free that we could, where we could post our jobs. And so I think it's possible to have some national posting without actually spending any money. I have to say that given the financial circumstances in the national office at this point, I could not commit to spending money. I can't do it. It's anyway, that I have to tell you that. So
okay. Thank you. Well, given that, can we just leave it that anyone who has a suggestion,
right,
preferably for a free venue, just email it to Margie,
right,
and she'll, you know, do as much as she can within,
right,
you know, the budget limits.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, Jim, to the set.
Go ahead, Jim.
Are we precluded from having our stations put a blast announcement on every day
No, I don't think so.
No, that's fine.
That's a great idea.
It's up to each station if they want to.
Yeah,
do it.
And yeah. And if you put something together, you can send the recording to other people, and other stations can use it. I think it's a great idea.
Well, I think it would be good to vet the language through Margie to
Make
sure it's consistent
yes.
with what's on the website. So,
yeah.
Jim, are you volunteering to draft a CART?
Yes.
Okay, so then, circulate. Why don't you send it to the whole committee, which Margie is on, and just in case anyone has, wording suggestions, they can weigh in. But
great.
That's great. Thank you, Jim. Okay, so let's move on now to the issue about the letter for the nonprofits. Janet, do you want to present that and read the text that you have a disagreement with and read the text that you want to substitute?
Oh, I don't have the text that
okay.
I disagree
okay.
with.
Can you get it? Can we go on to a different item? And
yes, I can get it.
Okay, so we'll go on while she's looking. Let's go on to the setting of an August meeting date. Again, our next meeting is 2 weeks from tonight, Monday, July 28th. So the question is, when after that in August should we next meet? I'm going to pull up on screen the PDF calendar.
Point of information.
Yes.
Wow. Is that dyed in wool or carved in stone? Because I just realized that is the last Monday. And I have a membership meeting of a key organization that I'm a leader of, and that would knock me out of the picture completely. Is that the next July 28th? That would be two Mondays from today, and that would knock me out of the picture as far as any participation. Is there any possibility we could change that to earlier, like, I don't know, later on in the week? Not only that, I'll be on the road coming back from another city, which is on the other side of the country. So I've got two things going on. I've got a membership meeting I'm taking part and helping to lead by Skype. And then I've got this. So any possibility at all we could change it to the Tuesday or the Wednesday or Thursday or even Friday of that week?
Okay. All right. So that's a proposal to change our next date to...
live to the stack?
Yeah, 1 second. To either Tuesday the 29th, Wednesday the 30th, or Thursday the 31st. Fridays have never worked with this committee, so I don't know that we want to go there. So can people address any of those three dates, 29, 30, or 31?
I just remembered I withdraw the 31st date. Question is, what about Tuesday or Wednesday?
Okay, all right.
29 to 30.
So can people speak to those two? If you have an objection to either the Tuesday or the Wednesday, go ahead, Lawrence.
So I'd like to recommend that we meet on August the 19th.
Well, wait. Hang on, hold that thought. Right now we're talking about whether to reschedule the July meeting.
Oh, okay.
It's now on the 28th. Now, we could also choose to leave it where it is. So that's the question I'm posing to the group. Are there comments on whether to leave it or whether to switch to Tuesday the 29th or Wednesday the 30th?
This is Margie.
Yes.
Just want to say that the 28th is the only night that week I could do it. So, finding a day that works for everybody is, like, really, really hard.
Right.
Janet K.
Okay.
I've got alternative question.
Bob, didn't you send out a doodle, and didn't that include the 28th, 29th, and 30th?
Yeah. No, that's out of courtesy
right.
to Maria Elena, I'm allowing her to re-raise it. But yes,
do you have any numbers of how many more?
I don't have it handy. But I think. I'm concerned, given the important role of the IED in this process, that it be a night that we can be there.
Then I withdraw my question, Maria Elena.
Certainly no disrespect to you, Maria Elena. It's just
that's right.
It's kind of a central role that the IED
plays.
All right, so our next meeting is the 28th. So now, hold on, let's go to Lawrence's proposal for the August meeting. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, so what I'd like to recommend is for August 19th, because that would give us some time to hopefully look at some resumes that would be coming in. Or, and plus, we set the deadline, too, on the 15th of August.
Okay. Other comment? Any comments or other?
Janet K.
Yes.
It conflicts with the KPFK Finance Committee, but I guess that's not a problem, right?
Well, Lauren? Let me ask.
That is a problem.
Hold on.
We probably want to reschedule that meeting. I talked briefly to the IGM here because we want to try to get a budget proposal prior to the LSB meeting, which is on the 20th, and a day is not enough time for the clients we're looking at. So we're probably going to meet earlier. We haven't set a date yet.
All right, Janet.
Janet, okay. Well, I don't think this committee, the committee does not determine who the NES is. We don't look at the applications. The NES, I'm sorry, the IED, the ED. Is supposed to appoint the NES. So I think we should meet before the 19th.
Okay, what's your proposal?
But I don't know, if it's a Tuesday.
No, the other Tuesdays are booked with other committees.
All right, I don't have the calendar open.
The only days that are open are the August 4th, 7th, and 11th.
I would think the 4th or the 11th.
Okay. All right, so...
Go
ahead, Margie.
I can't make either of those trades. I'm sorry. My son, who lives in Boston, will be here from the 3rd until the 11th, and I'm going to attend as few meetings as I possibly can during that period, so... I wouldn't come to a meeting on either the 4th or the 11th, I'm sorry.
Okay, so Margie, are you available on the 19th?
I am.
Okay, all right, Michael?
Well, I was going to point out that we also set the 15th for a report from the NFC about the finances, so I think we should have it after that, and the 19th makes sense to me.
Okay, any other discussion on the 4th versus the 11th versus the 19th?
And I just want to say one other thing.
Yeah.
I've been on the elections committee in the past committee, and I recall that whoever was the ED at the time did consult with the election committee about who to hire, and I would like to maintain that tradition. I don't think I should be making this decision all on my own. So I will certainly be asking for help from this committee to deal with that. Anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Okay, thanks. All right, so can we come to a vote on this? Because we're really out of time. Janet, you've already spoken several times on this, so unless you want to withdraw
your proposal.
Point of order
with this. I'll withdraw my proposal. I just want to, if this committee does discuss the applicants, it would have to be an executive session.
Right, and that's been done in the past.
This is Serene.
Yes.
I don't know whether I need to do this as a point of order or a point of personal privilege, but it's 10:44. This call should have ended 14 minutes ago.
We agreed to extend without objection, but 15
when
minutes.
Are we going to stop?
It was a 15-minute extension, so that means we have a minute
seconds.
To go unless we...
30 seconds.
Right. So since Janet has withdrawn her alternate proposals, then...
Move, we extend by 2 minutes to take a vote.
Excuse me?
I move we extend by 2 minutes to take a vote.
No, we're doing it right now. We don't need to extend. It's what's on the table is August 19th. Is there any objection to having the meeting after July 28th be August 19th? Any objection? Okay, hearing none, that's done. The one item we had agreed to do...
That's a
Tuesday.
Okay.
But we've now run out of time for is the... concern that Janet had about the letter to the nonprofit. So,
can I just say something like 30 seconds or 20 seconds about it?
Oh, my goodness. I object. Come on.
Okay. Well, hang on. So is there a proposal to extend to discuss this? And then we'll vote on it if there is. No proposal?
Okay.
Janet Kay, I propose spending 2 minutes on this.
2 minutes, okay.
Object.
So, Okay.
All right.
All right. So, Michael, please call the roll on extending the meeting for 2 minutes.
All right, Carolyn Burden. I'm sorry, Teresa Allen.
I don't object to extending for 2 minutes.
Carolyn Burden. Fred Blair. Jim Brown. Maria Elena Castellanos.
No objection.
Kim Kaufman. Not there anymore. Janet Copeland. She wants to send it. Hank Lamb. Bob Letterer.
Abstain.
I'm sorry?
Abstain.
I'm going to vote no. Lawrence Reyes. Went to the bathroom. I'm sorry, I have initials here. From you, CR? Oh, Serene. Serene is objecting. Margie Wilkinson?
I object.
And James Zara? James Zara, I don't hear anything. 1, 2, 3 in favor, 3 opposed, 1 abstention.
There are 11 people on this call. It takes, what, 7?
I don't know, but 3 in favor and 3 opposed defeats the motion to extend because it's a tie. So,
okay, so...
Well, I am not going to send this letter out.
Okay.
So
the meeting's adjourned. If anyone wants to make comments, they can send it to the listener. Okay? So
thanks
everyone.
Thanks,
see you on the 28th.
Sorry, Bob.
Good work, Bob.
And Bob, send me that information to my email.